This is the Block Party of Minecraft Podcast, episode 142. We're your hosts, Bearded Sloth
and Little C.
Get all our info at theblockpartymc.com.
Now let's get the Block Party started.
Yes, the party has started, Little C. I'm excited. It's Star Wars Day.
That's Star exciting. Wars? I thought we were a Minecraft show.
May the 4th be with you. I love the Star Wars skins and everything in Minecraft.
Oh, yeah.
And the
Didn't
Star
they
Wars
make that
download.
Whole map?
The whole map. It's amazing. I love Star Wars in Minecraft. Yes, this is a Minecraft podcast. If you're just joining us, welcome. Welcome back to all our other listeners that listen to us often and have supported us. Some of these listeners have continued supporting us from episode one, which is amazing. We love you all.
For anyone who listened to episode one, I'm sorry for you.
Yeah, we had no idea what we were going to do at the time. I was literally sitting on our recliner with earbuds in, recording that.
Amazing quality.
It was just absolutely amazing. If you didn't get a chance to listen to that, or if you want to go back and listen to it again, guess what? You can do that. The subscribers, big news here. Little C, I don't even know if you're aware. It was $1.99 a month to become a subscriber of The Block Party. And you get access to all those early episodes. I think there's like 49 early episodes that are behind that paywall.
That's kind of expensive. I can't afford that.
$1.99?
I can't afford that.
I'll cut it over half price. It's 99 cents a month right now.
Okay, that is barely over half.
Yeah, but it's over half.
Okay.
Discount. 99 cents a month. Not even a dollar.
Not even a dollar.
Not even a dollar. And you can subscribe. And truly, that is the only type of income we get from this podcast at this point.
You're a company or something, do you want to sponsor us?
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely. We can do sponsorships, all that. Reach out to us for sure. TheBlockPartyMC.com. Contact us there. But yes, you as the listeners, 99 cents a month, it'd be super, super appreciated. We love you all. And we want you to have access to those early episodes. But guess what, Little C? There's more.
There's more.
But wait, there's more.
For 99 cents.
For 99 cents, you get the After Hours show.
No way.
That we've recorded, I think, 17 or 18 episodes. I forget exact count at offhand. But they're extra bonus shows. Some we talk about Minecraft a little bit. It's just you and I, Little C. Sometimes Holy Bookworm, I think, might have done one or two. But we've had guests on with us. We've done interviews, done all kinds of stuff on that show. It's about our life. You get to know us a little bit more about all kinds of stuff.
I think we'd have to pay people if they want to hear about our lives. I don't think they're right? going to pay to hear about our lives
and,
more.
And do you know what? There are a couple video episodes over there, too.
Yeah.
So you can check those out, too. 99 cents a month. That's it. And to be honest with you, if you really don't like it after the first month, I'm not going to be mad at you. If you want to go ahead and listen to all 49 episodes and all the After Hours shows and then cancel for that 99 cents.
You can binge listen.
You can binge on it for a whole month, right? And that's fine too. Yeah. All right. That's enough of that. Let's get to Minecraft. That's what everybody wants to talk about, including a listener, Kangamar. He's back. We like Kangamar.
Welcome back.
He probably should get paid just as much as we do.
He's carries the show.
That's right. He comments all the time. We appreciate you a lot, all the way from Ireland, which is amazing. All right. He says this week, wow, I'm an idiot. Are we just going to leave it at that?
There you go. Good comment.
No, he keeps going here. And this is funny too, because their grammar and their English is different than our English. And I've noticed that in the way he comments. I only just learned that you can jump whilst crouching in Minecraft. I've been working on a very tall build, but needed to do some jumping up blocks, but kept falling off afterwards. My son, Ripley again, asked me, why don't you just jump whilst crouching? I've literally... Oh, man, that's a hard word. English is hard, I know.
Literally?
I've literally never done this in all the years I've been playing. What is wrong with me? LOL.
I don't think I've done that ever.
So Little C and I were just discussing your comment before the show, because he has to download the show notes and he's doing all that digital. I have physical paper in my hand when we do this, and you don't. You got to have it on your computer and everything. But you and I were talking about this. You had no idea you could do this either, or you didn't realize it, that you can crouch and jump.
I might have done it accidentally, or just like if I'm in an ancient city. I guess, yeah, I've done it in ancient cities, but I don't think I've ever done it building stuff because I just fall off of things all the time.
So I play usually on controller, so you have toggleable crouching,
yeah, that
right?
That makes it different because I don't toggle it.
So it's just crouching, and so I jump and walk around, especially with Swift Sneak. Because it's just like walking around like normal, basically, when you have that enchantment on. And then you can jump and you won't fall off stuff. It's very, very nice. Thank you for the comment, Kangamar. I think you're the only one that got your comment in on time this week. So thank you for that. You listeners out there, if you want to comment, make sure you email us. Contact at theblockpartymc.com. Or, of course, join our Discord and leave your comments there, too. We check those every single week. And if you make it in time before I start doing show notes, we'll read it on live on air. It's amazing.
And you don't have to be that early to get the show notes in because I always hold up the show notes every week because I That's wait right. till the last minute to send them the stuff for my notes.
That's right. Little C, since they didn't comment, what do you want to talk about Minecraft? Because I know we're just full of Minecraft talk this week.
Minecraft. Oh, that game. I did play it like a few times this week. Once I fixed it again.
Yeah, you had to fix it again.
Before there was like some update or something this week, I think a small one for Bedrock. Or at least Windows said there was.
Yeah, there was.
And my loading screen got stuck at 40% every time then. So I had to uninstall and reinstall Minecraft yet again.
Jeez, the same thing though, right? And you just, did you store all the settings or just your worlds? Because I wonder if you just do worlds. Okay.
But
so I didn't know
I
if
don't
that
know.
Had have
But
something
then
to do
once
with
I did play some Jericho, I just flattened some area out for no reason. There's just some
There is something satisfying flattening. About just flattening out the world. And what's nice is once you do that, it's just a brand new canvas. You can do whatever you want right there.
I have no plans for the area. I just got bored.
I mean, you could sell it. Flatland for sale now.
No, it's near my base. I don't
Oceanfront property in Arizona kind of thing.
I'm kind of just flattening it out so no one builds there.
Oh, there you go. That works.
And then I'll put some wardens up for my home defense system.
I was flying around last week, I think. I might have talked about this already, but I did fly over to your base and I just start hearing the pounding and I'm like, oh, this is ridiculous.
If you circle around the warden, you'll get shot out of the air.
Yeah, that's not good.
I might add some more.
It is a great defense system. It's amazing how you can keep it perpetually there. Mm-hmm. So he's renamed.
Yep.
With a name tag. He's in a bubble column.
Which you can also just have a note block constantly making a ding, 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 ding.
Okay.
So he either needs, but I don't know if that, I've seen that on Java. I don't know about Bedrock.
Okay.
But I'd assume so because of the sound.
That's amazing. So you have a pet warden. It's awesome.
I might have multiple.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh, I'm staying away from your base, Little C.
Well, I only have one publicly. That's all I'm going to say. So, cough, cough. BS, so what are you doing this week?
So I didn't really play much. I played maybe, I don't know, 10, 20 minutes max this week. I don't even remember what I did on it. But I did get our new totem. Every month I like to put a new texture for our totems on Jericho. And this month, right? Today is Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you. So I went with R2-D2 from Star Wars. And it looks amazing. I think you helped design this one, right? Or you made it pixel. We found it somewhere and you kind of copied it kind of thing.
Yeah, I think so.
And so it's basically like 32 by 32 texture. So it's a little bit more detailed than the 16 by 16 we usually go with.
I don't really like it. I like when they're just the 16 by 16s because it just fits in with Minecraft.
Right.
But it's cool.
Yeah, it's nice. And we'll change it again next month. And you're already, we have one in line. I kind of want to wait around till October. I think it'll fit October better. But we do have another one. Might do some other things. Got like astronaut. I know we've mentioned that before. Something like that. We've talked about all kinds of ideas. Holy Bookworm and us. Last night, we're actually discussing this and brainstorming. So. And if we ever get it where we have, my goal is to get 12 different totem textures, basically. And then I want to make it one pack and you'll have sub packs so you can pick with a toggle in game on a single player, you just toggle which one you want at the time. And I'd love to make that available to the public. So that is our goal. As far as past week, oh boy, little C, my past week was crazy.
Yeah.
Insane in real life. So very few loads to do in trucking. Very few.
So you didn't play much truck sim IRL DLC?
Not the IRL part of it, no. So that's been kind of stressful, honestly. There's just not enough loads out there for all the trucks. It's getting very difficult. I actually paid about $140 last week for the privilege of driving, right? I didn't make any money at all, negative money. And it looks like this week might be going the same way. So that's getting stressful. I'm starting to have to probably make decisions in life in my career. So I may not be an over-the-road truck driver for very long if this keeps up. Speaking of fun stuff, though, I played Sims 4. I have that on Steam
now. I played that a little bit, and I just did the dumbest things you can.
I basically just created a character that's a lot like myself, looks and everything, and he loves being alone and loves just sitting at the computer programming stuff. So I thought it was a perfect match. All right, so the worst news of the week wasn't just that my job, I'm not really making money, and how that's going, but our car that we just purchased. We've talked about this a little bit on the podcast. I think we might have done an after-hours show and talked about it a bit too. Anyways, the engine basically grenaded. So,
well, no, but it just, yeah. It didn't actually explode. That would have been cool.
No, it didn't actually explode, but the engine basically is no longer functional. Internal damage, basically needs a new motor. And at that point, the car is not worth it to put a new motor in it. So we are back down to one vehicle for the household for three drivers. So that's interesting. And with that, too, is I am kind of looking for a new career or new job thing, and I'm gonna have to have another car for that, so we'll see how that goes. Also, got a new printer for the household. Our printer was messing up, and we do run CCR games out of our house and stuff, so we got to be able to ship things and things like that, and the printer wasn't working for Holy Bookworm to do that.
Or me, sometimes.
And it sometimes for you.
Mess up, and I need it for school stuff.
So we got a fairly nice computer. Now, the other business.
Printer, right, not or, computer.
Yeah, not computer. Printer.
Well, printer is a kind of a computer. It has a computer inside of it, kind of.
A printer for the computer.
Yeah.
How's that?
There you go.
There we go. English is hard some days. So messed with that a little bit. And my favorite part of the week, though, was today. I figured out how to disable my lock screen on Windows. So when I restart my computer or shut it off and turn it on, there is no PIN I need. There's no facial recognition I need. There's no password that I need. I can just open my laptop and just start. That's amazing. No, I don't even have to enter.
Really doesn't seem like that would be that big of an inconvenience.
Do you know how difficult it was to figure this out? I had to go deep into Reddit to figure this out.
Why does that matter? Just... I get past my lock screen in about 2 seconds.
Well, that was 5 extra key pushes that I no longer have to do.
That's okay. It's not that hard.
Anyways, you're silly. So I'm excited for that. Little C, what have you been up to in real life?
I didn't do anything. I mowed the yard and got sunburned. That's
nice.
That's always fun. It's warm-ish, and then it rained a ton, so we couldn't finish mowing the yard. It's the swamp. We live in a swamp.
We do live in a swamp, basically. Yeah, it's very swampy. Not swamp, but very wet out here.
It's just, yeah.
It's marshland, basically.
I had to go to the eye doctor.
Yeah.
Get my eyes checked.
So you're going to get some new glasses.
Yeah, even though, like, it's funny. So my eye doctor's like, yeah, your eyes and your prescription didn't change. It made it change like a decimal point or something. But then they're like, anyways, so you need new glasses. So I'm actually getting, instead of just replacing the lenses, I'm getting completely different glasses.
Nice. And the nice thing about that, too, is then you always have a backup.
Well, I already had a backup, but yeah.
But now you have a newer backup, if that makes sense.
But I'll have a different type of glasses that'll have to, I mean, they're the same style and they look pretty much the same. But instead of, this is a detail no one knows besides me, but there's like a white strip in between the sides of my glasses on the top. and these ones are completely matted out black, which is like the best color for things.
Nice. Good.
Which is funny.
And you got all the same fancy stuff in your lenses and everything.
It's a little bit less of the blue light filter.
Okay.
Because it's a different lens. But these, the new lenses, like, won't scratch, or you can just throw them at the floor and they won't break kind of thing.
Nice.
Not that I
don't
do anything.
Don't throw
but,
your glasses
yeah.
on the floor.
I mean,
how
I do.
About that?
Sometimes I knock them off my nightstand when I wake
that
up.
That does happen.
I go to grab my glasses and I'm like, oh, great. Now the dog's wearing them. Amazing. I also set up, well, we set up the printer on Holy Bookworm's computer, and then we had to get rid of all the drivers and stuff for the old one just so it didn't cause any issues having the
right.
old drivers.
Yeah.
Which was fairly easy. There's a cool app. I forget what it's called. There was a Jay's 2 Cents video on it. But it's just this like uninstalling app that uninstalls the app just through the normal how you uninstall apps. But then it also uninstalls all the file directory of the app, and it truly uninstalls it, which doesn't happen when you just like uninstall from Windows. So
right.
That's
There's a lot of junk that stays left behind.
Which
basically.
I just found that app, and I'm so glad I got rid of a ton of stuff on my computer that I uninstalled the app for, but there was still stuff for. So that's been nice.
Yeah, I played around with it a little bit earlier today, and it is nice to be able to get rid of some of those things.
But you don't need to, Mr. Terabyte.
No, I don't need to, but I like to know that it takes yeah. care of all those backend files that might just make a pop-up as you're browsing the internet occasionally or whatever, right?
Can I have your old drive? I'm almost out of space again.
My old drive?
Your SSD, yeah, come on. You know you want to give it to me.
So wink, I've wink. Used it up because now I've started putting games on my computer yeah. now, so I've used up a lot of my storage already.
I need to get another drive, but I make it work. I kind of just have... Well, I have Star Wars Battlefront 2, the new one, which is 90 gigs installed right now, and I still have around like 70 gigs, so I have enough for a somewhat decently sized game as well, so... I just kind of pick a game, play it a little bit, play it for a while, find a new game I want to play that's big, uninstall the other one.
I am kind of looking forward to, if I do come off the road and I'm no longer driving, to being able to play Minecraft on a schedule kind of thing and actually...
A schedule? He's making a schedule
yeah,
for Minecraft.
Well, actually take time and play for a while and just enjoy the game. Not worry about the server-side stuff and just enjoy the game. Because a lot of times when I get parked in the truck or whatever, by the time I eat and everything, I want to make sure that the server's running. I get everything that needs done there, done first. Well, by the time I'm done with that, sometimes I'm ready to go to sleep.
If you're if you're not going to be a truck driver, are you going to go team desktop now?
I might have to do that. That would be nice for Minecraft. Be very nice. All right, let's see what Minecraft's been up to this past week, because that's what everybody's here for. Is Minecraft content.
The past week in Minecraft, all info from, you guessed it, Minecraft.net.
We did have an actual Minecraft Java update, a real one, 1.20.6, Monday, April 29th, 2024. This is what we talked about, the release candidate last week.
I love that they had to make a release candidate for this update.
I know. So their thing says it's a hot fix, basically. It came in the 1.20.5. There was some critical issues, and that is Trader Llama inventory shifted, partially lost during upgrade. So that's what happened, and they fixed it.
And they had a little thing at the bottom of their paragraph of explaining why they had to make this update, and it's happy llama safe mining.
Exactly.
Got to keep your llama safe.
Yep. Keep those llama lives matter. All right, Minecraft Bedrock 1.20.81, which also was a bug fix, came out also the same day, Monday, April 29th, 2024. It addressed some stability issues that were introduced in the 1.20.80 update, and there is a note here saying that it was available on all platforms except Nintendo Switch, but should be available there soon. I don't know if it has since. It probably by now has come out. There are two fixes in this. Fix several crashes that could occur during gameplay. I love that they say that basically every bug fix, but they never explain what it is.
I'm pretty sure this is just a new version of removed Herobrine.
Yeah, pretty much. And then The other one was camera no longer lags one frame behind after teleporting. Now, I kind of wondered because right after the actual update, you complained a little bit. You said something just didn't feel right. Things weren't coming in correctly.
It was the chunks loading when you switched to F5 while flying and loading chunks. Like before, it was super smooth. You wouldn't notice that, like, but now it kind of renders the chunks behind you. It has to do it again when you go into F5.
Okay, and it's still doing that?
I didn't pay that close of attention.
I wonder if that has something to do with that, too. All right, and then they are working on the beta previews. 1.21.0.24.
Crazy stuff again.
Yes, and this came out Wednesday, May 1st, 2024. Additions here. These are big deals, too. So I'm looking forward to some of this stuff. We were just talking about the main update, 1.21 actual update, and how it's going to be somewhat disappointing because you and I were really looking forward to the dog armor, the dogs, and
the armadillos.
Right, exactly. That's the main part we were looking forward to. And the stuff that's coming in the other update isn't that big of a deal. But then I look at stuff like this that they're adding, and this is really cool. Added 3 new music discs. The first one is by Aaron Cheroff. Precipice can be found rarely in Standard Vault. Lena Rain, Creator, can be found rarely in Ominous Vault. Another one from that person, Creator Music Box, can be found rarely in Decorated Pots Broken in Trial Chambers.
I'm interested. So it's Creator and then Creator Music Box. And I think they're different, but I think like it's like a rare record. It's like buying a record that's a different color or whatever from a band. I don't know though.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I don't know what that's going to be all about. So it's interesting though. So that's cool. New music discs.
Now I have to go to the trials because I kind of want to get all the music discs, and I wasn't planning on going to the trials, but now I have to. Dang it, Minecraft.
Yeah, there you go. They're making it worthwhile. All right. They added 9 new background music tracks. So that's kind of nice if you play with music. I keep mine off all the time.
I play with my own background music, which is usually just the Minecraft tracks.
Now, I'm not going to read all the names of the music if you're interested. That is in the change logs. They also added 15 new paintings by artist Christopher Zetterstrand.
Why did you say a Christopher? Is that how it's? No, it's that's. Oh my gosh.
That's how it looks.
No, that's not how you read it.
It's anyways, Christopher.
This artist, he did all the original ones for Minecraft, and I really like the style. But I actually used this artist's work because I had to do a art thing for school where I found a piece of artwork or whatever. And then I had to like describe tools and stuff used for it. So I used a Christopher Zetterstrand art piece because Minecraft paintings.
Very nice.
But yeah, the new ones are cool. There was a lot of complaints with the other new ones that they added that they weren't the old painting style that like...
Right.
They looked Minecrafty and not this weird confusion of pixels. The new ones are weird confusions of pixels that I really like because it's the old Minecraft style of paintings.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to really look at them. I saw a few of the, you know, coming through my newsfeed and whatnot. And I'm excited for these. I like the paintings in general. Anyways, I like the old ones, but it's always nice to have more variety. Are they keeping all the old ones still? Okay.
There's just tons of paintings.
That's amazing. So I wonder if they're changing the way it's coded, too.
I think they should make...
So we can add our own if we want.
I think what we need is we need a brush item. Not a brush. A paintbrush item. So you can click on the painting, and it'll keep the size, but it'll change which painting it is instead of having to place and break it.
Ooh, that would be because great now there's just for the brush itself.
There's 15 of these new ones and the 5 other new ones, I think. And then the however many more there are, there's a lot of paintings now. So there's going to be a lot of breaking and placing unless they change it.
Nice. All right. The last thing under additions is added new cube map background for 1.21. Some changes in this beta preview. The updated player profile page is now available for all platforms in preview. They want you to leave them feedback after you try it out. Let them know what you think. Oxygen bar now disappears immediately when switching to creative mode underwater. All tough blocks now use tough sounds instead of generic stone sounds. Tough luck, stone. That's kind of funny. They try to be funny. I don't know if they do a great job. Not as good as Holy Bookworm.
They try.
But they tried. Copper doors and trap doors are now crafted from copper ingots instead of copper blocks. That makes more sense. I like that.
Everyone's happy with that.
Wind charges no longer damage the Ender Dragon when it is perching. So you can't use wind charges to damage the Ender Dragon, which...
When it's perching. Which is like arrows or tridents or anything.
Okay. Yep. They have various tweaks to the maze. Mobs under the infested status effect no longer spawn silverfish when blocking damage with a shield. The Bogged now properly retaliates against other mobs when attacked. Various tweaks to the ominous trial spawner and various tweaks to the trial chambers. Some fixes in this beta preview: tough slabs, polished tough slabs, and tough brick slabs are no longer invisible on maps. Polished tough slab and tough brick slab now have the same breaking times as other tough blocks and cannot be destroyed instantly anymore. The Windburst enchantment is no longer obtainable from villager trading. Exiting water using wind charge now properly reduces fall damage according to wind charge logic. The Castaway achievement can now be reliably unlocked. Wind charged and infested mob effects now have correct names in respective potions and arrows. Players now correctly receive fall damage when launched by a wind charge thrown by a breeze. Fixed character creator hair and headwear clipping through worn pumpkins and mob heads. And they still are working on that editor thing. I'm not going to read through all those change logs. And that pretty much sums up that beta and preview. Of course, there's probably more in that. Actual change logs. I have a link to all the change logs now in our description every week, so you can check that out down below if you're interested. And then they snuck another one in on me after I already had the majority of these on the show notes, and that was Minecraft Snapshot 24W18A. This came out Friday, May 3rd, 2024. The additions here, all features from the experimental 1.21 pack have been moved to vanilla. So you don't have to have that experimental pack, basically. Added 5 new paintings. Added 15 new paintings. Added 9 new music tracks. Added 3 new music discs. The changes in this snapshot: the data pack version is now 42. The resource pack version is now 33. Rotten flesh has been removed as a possible item for trial spawners to eject. Yes, we definitely don't need more rotten flesh out of anywhere, so I'm glad they took that out. Mace enchantments are slightly more common in ominous vaults. Projectile knockback is no longer dependent on the shooter's position. Updated the confirmation screens in realms to show as pop-ups. Some things in the trial chambers here. Spider spawners have been moved to the melee category. Slime spawners have been moved to the small melee category. Made various layout changes in intersections and corridors. Added new trap dispenser style to chambers. Fixed various broken jigsaw connections in the corridors. Made seams match in corridors. Added new entrance variations. Fixed various broken or incorrect jigsaw data. Added empty chests to chamber entrances. Ominous trial spawner things here. Ominous trial spawners with mobs that are unable to wear equipment now spawn double the total mob count over the course of the challenge. These spawners will also have an additional mob out at once during its challenge. Bottle O enchanting is no longer a possible projectile for ominous trial spawners. Copper doors and trap doors things here. Just like we talked about the beta preview, copper doors and trap doors are now crafted from copper ingots instead of copper blocks. Oxidized variants of copper doors and copper trap doors can no longer be crafted. Wax variants can still be crafted with honeycomb. All right, and they have quite a few fixes here in this snapshot. Entities don't receive knockback from projectiles fired from dispensers. And remember, this is Java Edition, so these were the problems, and they fixed them. arrows lose their punch enchantment property when unloaded. Guardians are unaffected by Thorn's enchantment. The sweeping attack doesn't ignite other mobs when using the fire aspect enchantment. Frostwalker Ice only semi-affected by random tick speed game rule. Silk Touch cannot be combined with Looting or Luck of the Sea. Mob type specific damage enchantment, Smite, Bane of Arthropods, affects all nearby entities when hitting affected mob with Sweeping Edge. The Wow, English is hard, little C. I don't know if I can get through this.
Not that hard.
I know. And stick around. We are going to get to everybody's favorite part here in a little bit. And our listener questions are coming too. I'm excited. The slowness effect is applied to entities when the Bane of Arthropods enchantment is held in the offhand. Fire aspect enchantment for mobs can set you on fire even when blocking with a shield. Putting on, taking off soul speed boots while standing on soul sands or soil does not properly give speed. When sneak walking with soul speed on a soul sand or soul soil block, most noticeably adjacent to lava, too many soul particles spawn. Field of view doesn't change back when riding a mob after staying on soul sand with soul speed. Player can retain soul speed effect by bridging. Players don't receive Thorn's damage when attacking entities wearing Thorn's armor with indirect sweeping attacks, and many, many more. That was already a lot. So
They've been doing a lot. It seems like they're close.
Really polishing up. It seems like all kinds of bugs being fixed there, just squashing them all together. That's awesome. I'm glad to see it. I'm glad that they're doing this before the actual release. Hopefully they can find almost everything and we don't need all those hot fixes and stuff. All right. That is all of Minecraft's update stuff.
Now it's time for
listener questions.
Our first question comes from Froggies. What is the most expensive thing you purchased in Minecraft?
Minecraft? I purchased Minecraft multiple times. I've bought it on PC. I've bought it on PlayStation. I've bought it on my phone.
Yeah, I've bought Minecraft a lot as well.
All right. Or possibly all the mashup packs I used to buy on the good old console edition days.
Or all the Minecraft plushies and other merch.
Right, yeah, a lot of merch. There's a lot of expensive stuff. You know, for being a cheap game, it's not so cheap, is it, Little C?
See, that's the secret.
That is.
They give you a $20 game that you'll play for the rest of your life.
It's a great game, and they keep giving me plenty of content, and I'm happy to do it. Little C, what is the most expensive thing you purchased in Minecraft?
So I thought the question, I took it more of diamonds as like a server on Jericho and SMP kind of thing with an economy.
Yeah, that works too.
So on season 3 of Jericho, I bought a person's base that was somewhat near mine, mainly because I just thought it'd be funny to have more space. So I'm like, how much would it take to buy it? So I buy this person's base and I let, you know, they took some of their stuff out, but then they left a bunch of stuff and they're like, you can have it. So I had a bunch of junk and I think I bought two people's bases, but I remember this one was like 5 stacks of diamonds just for like, and it wasn't that big of an area either.
No, it wasn't. You didn't want neighbors, so you just buy them out.
In an infinite world of Minecraft, I still bought land.
Right, exactly. It's hilarious. That kind of brings up, we had a season for a while.
On season 2, there was a lot of players that
wanted to become realtors in the game, and they just wanted to sell land, and I'm like, it's an unlimited world.
Although they did well, because in Shopping District, they would take stores that were like abandoned or the players left or whatever. So they'd take those stores and then sell them. And
right.
That worked great.
Free market economy works great. All right. Thank you for that question, Froggies. Next one comes from Kangamar. Have you heard about the stories on realms? It creates a social feed of activity on your realm. Kangamar has discovered a pillager outpost. Ripley again has created a portal to the Nether and then lists the coordinates where the portal was built. You can add likes and comment on this automatically created post. You can make posts yourself with screenshots. It's really cool. Have you seen them? It even lists roughly when members were online and how long they spent playing. All right, that last feature, I really like that. I used to be able to do that with the logs on the server. It's much, much more difficult to see when people are playing now on the server side. So the fact that this is on Realms is pretty cool. I do like the stories part, too.
I've heard of this, and I really wish it was something on servers, because it's awesome. But I still don't want to give up servers, because you have more render distance, more just possibilities and features and stuff you can do, and then also just the more players.
Yeah, I love all the features that are coming with this. I like it a lot. They've come a long ways on making Realms much better than they used to be. To me, they weren't quite worth the value before. I do like the server setup we've got now. We are still with Bisect, and I'm pretty happy with it. For me, though, I think mainly the major benefit for me to keep a server and not a realm is we're able to keep the achievements on and still able to use some of our add-ons that I've created and things, and I really like that ability. Now, I will be honest, if they had all these features on Realms when we decided to bring Jericho SMP over to the server and everything, I probably would have bought the Realm and still had it today, honestly. Because it is easier for console players to join and things like that. I love this feature. I really like the idea of when you build a portal, it keeps track of the coordinates and stuff. That's pretty nice.
Now it's time for everyone's favorite part of the show. Holy Bookworms, joke of the week.
Why do barbers make good drivers?
They know a lot of shortcuts.
That's kind of funny. I like that one. That one's good. All right. It's been a great show. Little C, you don't seem so convinced on that joke, but that's okay. Keep them coming, Holy Bookworm. We love them. Keep all your listener comments coming, listeners. Remember, email, our Discord, all that, even the website. I think there's a way you could send us a contact form that way, too. Definitely want to do that. All right, Block Party listeners, subscribe. Don't forget to subscribe. Remember, it's only 99 cents a month right now. 99 cents a month. And join us at theblockpartymc.com.
Got thoughts or questions? Reach us on Discord or at contact@theblockpartymc.com.
Thanks for listening. I'm Bearded Sloth, and now I gotta eat my coffee.
And I'm Little C. Bye!